Duke and Dow with you live in studio. Joining us now over the phone is Cody Hartung, Activities Director for Kemmer High School. Mr. Hartung, good morning. How are you today?
Doing great. Thank you.
We appreciate you taking a few minutes with us this morning. And, of course, obviously, being as administrator within our listening footprint, you're right in the middle of all this, this discussion that took place yesterday, but also a pretty good week for Kemmer in terms of getting to compete as well with State Spirit. So kind of give us your thoughts today.
Yes. Yeah. You know, we're still kind of, we're excited about our cheer squad. They did an outstanding job going up to Casper and competing in both the game day and then the co-ed competitions, and bringing home a state championship is always an outstanding feat for any of our teams, and we're super proud of our cheerleaders and for bringing home a first for the game day competition and then a fourth place trophy in the co-ed.
Now, just to reiterate, the co-ed was fourth place, but that's
everybody.
a 4A competition, right? So I think the top three teams were from Cheyenne.
That's correct. So the co-ed was an all-class competition, and so we're out there competing with some of those bigger schools, and it's great to see our kids are able to go out there and compete at high levels regardless of the classification. So that's always exciting.
So just to detail, Kemmer winning the state championship in the 2A game day, scored 78.325 points, I've got in front of me here. Then barely edging out Rocky Mountain, who had 77.150. So you win that state championship. And then, as Duke mentioned, placing fourth in the 4A co-ed cheer results. And as you mentioned, Duke, first place was Cheyenne South, and then Green River and Cheyenne East, and then Kemmer, which you probably have. I mean, there's probably more kids in the shop class at Cheyenne South than there is in the whole school. And Kemmer, that's pretty fantastic.
yeah, we're excited about it for a small school to go out there and compete with those larger schools. Anytime we can do that, you know, we're pretty proud of our coaches and our kids for going out and performing well.
Cody Hartung with us, Kemmer High School Activities Director. Well, Cody, let's talk about with all the events that happened around the state and nation yesterday. I know that Lincoln District number one, of course, is looking at things and trying to decide what to do, what not to do. And some of the activities within the school district itself, I know there was a statement made yesterday on Facebook from the district that some of the events have been canceled, but some are still going on. Can you walk us through maybe what is happening, what has been canceled, and what to expect at Kemmer High?
Yeah, here at Lincoln County School District, we're going to cancel the events for the remainder of this week. And then our events scheduled for next week are currently canceled until we have more information, more guidance from the state level.
So, for example, the drama club's play is tonight and tomorrow. That's still on. That's still happening.
Yes, we will still have our play as of right now. What we're trying to limit is those events where our kids are traveling into other communities and then in turn, might be bringing other students into our community, just to try to limit that transportation to and from different communities until we get more guidance.
So, Cody, as far as and I understand some meetings and further conversations are happening today and this morning, but as far as the spring sports is concerned, track and field, I understand has practices were started, soccer practices, that kind of thing. Kemmer has a swim team. Spring sports, where do things stand right now? Are practices happening? Where are things now, and what do you expect to see in the future?
You know, that's a good question. As far as the expectations, I don't know. I'm sure, you know, as today plays out and the next week or so, we'll get more information from the state activities department, from the Wyoming Department of Education and state and local health officials on guidance for that. And then so until then, we're going to continue with our practices and continue preparing our kids for competitions. And then we'll just, we'll have to remain flexible there and, if meets get canceled, you know, that's, we'll just have to kind of roll with those punches as they come up.
Cody Hartung, Kemmer High School Activities Director. Mr. Hartung, thank you for your time. Anything else that we didn't touch on you think is worth mentioning today?
You know, I just talk about just recently we hosted our state, the VEX Robotics Tournament, and we had our teams do an outstanding job there, winning the tournament champions, the judges award, and the excellence award. We had teams travel here to Kemmer from Douglas, Gillette, Star Valley, Evanston. And that was a great event. The first time we were able to host that, and it was a lot in part due to our robotics coach Stuart Perry. He does a great job of promoting robotics, and it was a great event. I think our community supported it well, and it was great to see our kids come away from that with some trophies.
So how does that event work? What are the robotics? Do they build a robot, or what? What does the actual competition entail?
That's a great question. You know, and so in the spring, the previous year, they release nationwide, and not just nationwide, worldwide. They release the game, and so the game has certain criteria, certain rules that in regards to scoring. And so for the year, teams prepare and build robots that are geared towards accomplishing certain tasks and scoring the most points. And so our robotics team started prepping for that this last summer and have worked all year, building and going, you know, refining as they go to different competitions. They learn more about what works and what doesn't work in regards to the design of their robots, and then they go back to the drawing board and make adjustments. And that's a continual process all the way leading up to, in a lot of cases, the morning of competition. So I know our teams, even coming out of the state tournament, came out with, things that they needed to fix and adjust. They did qualify for the World VEX Robotics Tournament, which is held in Louisville, Kentucky this year. Unfortunately, we received word just last night that was going to be canceled for this year. So,
man,
robotics
is a bummer,
is going.
But geez. Yeah, it's pretty amazing what our kids were able to put together and accomplish. It's always great, you know. Just like I said, any time we can see our students, put in the work and accomplish great things, it's always great to see, whether it's in, you know, cheerleading or robotics, you know. And so,
Mr. Cody Hartung,
a lot of great things going on here.
Mr. Cody Hartung with us this morning on the First Bank Sports Friday. Thanks again for your time, Mr. Hartung. Appreciate it.